Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 38 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Cold Essie.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And we're here with a very special guest today.
Very special.
Very special. His name is Mark Bailey. Mm-hmm. And Mark is in charge of decorator relations at Sanmar.
Right.
And the high counselor of it?
I think it's the papal plenipotentiary decorator relations.
Okay, it's very high.
It's a big company, so they have a lot of gradations.
Levels.
Yeah, they have levels. Mark is near the top, though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's why we had him on. It's not just because the next five podcasts, we will actually talk to anyone named Mark.
Okay. If you're listening right now and your name is Mark,
call in,
the chances of you getting on are actually really high.
They're very high.
Yeah, okay. So I'm good for that. So today we're going to talk about, I guess, what decorator relations means. So maybe, Mark, why don't you say hi and maybe tell us a little bit about what you do over there.
Hello, people. Well, we do a lot here at Sanmar, kind of anything that no one wants to touch, we get involved in, so to speak, which is a good thing, keeps us busy. But basically, the core intent of our department is to help any customer who owns equipment that's looking for, you know, education or solutions on how to effectively decorate our products.
Okay. So that means, and by the way, I mean, the reason that we've got you on today and that we had Holly on for another episode is because, you know, there are a few questions that we get all the time on our Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. And from our customers, you know, when we sell a machine through Cold Essie, or I know when Coleman & Company talks to people, is it's always, where can I find X? Mm-hmm. And they have either a picture of in their minds or an old shirt that a customer brought in and is trying to match, say, I want this. What do I do? And that's kind of why that we've gone out of our way to set up a relationship with Sanmar, is because they're awesome people to answer those questions.
I feel that decorators probably spend 30% of their time decorating and about 30% of their time posting on forums looking for shirts.
Looking for shirts or shorts or shoes.
Yeah, or jackets or this hat with like a flip top and you know, a spinner.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Gotcha.
There's just like whatever it is. It's like all day, every day. So I think that what I like about having Sanmar on with us and having Mark here with us is to talk about how they can better use that time rather than searching around for these products that maybe is just a never-ending search.
What do you think, Mark? What is the best way for, you know, I mean, for decorators to relate to you guys?
Well, you know, on that specific topic in sourcing the product that they're really looking for doesn't necessarily mean that product is perfect for the type of embellishment that they want to put on it. So, you know, anyone in our company, in our call center, can find a specific product. If you tell us, you know, the kind of the styling and the fabric content, we'll tell you what's in our line that's comparable. However, my department can tell you the best products in our line for any specific type of embellishment process. And then we just kind of go down the line from there to find the thing that's closest to what you're looking for that can also be effectively printed with that type of decoration.
Gotcha. So for example, and by the way, I had the best experience yesterday. We ordered a bunch of samples from you guys. We were working on collections of our own where we're going to get in a suite of products and decorate them in different ways and display them as examples for our customers. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to see what to do. And I didn't have my online account yet, so I called up and I had a list of part numbers, and I've spoken to very few more professional people on the phone. I mean, they were, you know, out of stock on one. She recommended another. I told her that, you know, we were going to be using DTG printing for some of the shirts. So she kind of walked me through what shirts were going to be best for that. And I think that's, especially for the new people, that's incredibly valuable. You know, because if you've got, you know, if you can call Sanmar and say, hey, listen, I'm looking for polos that I can decorate for a, you know, for a plumbing company. And I don't do embroidery, I do DTG. What can I do? These are the guys that can tell you, well, you can use these couple of, you know, cotton PK, you know, polo shirts. Is that pretty accurate, Mark?
That's correct. Yeah, we look for the products that have the best finish face, if you will, for that particular process. Here in mind, what we're talking about is DTG. So typically you want something that's got a tighter knit, it's going to have a better print lay down, less pixelating of the design because of the peaks and the valleys in the fabric. So yeah, we're trying hard that way, and we're moving towards more customer facing stuff over the next year to 2 years on Sanmar University. And so this will eventually be at people's fingertips versus having to call in and ask.
Yeah, that's really a powerful thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, I think what an issue in apparel decorating that happens often is somebody gets into the business and they start their business with one method of decorating.
Right.
So they can embroider, or they can DTG, or they're doing vinyl transfers, or whatever it might be. You know, they start off with this one, and then their customer has an idea, or they have an idea of a garment, and then they try to force it in to this type of apparel decorating they do. And you can't do it that way.
Right.
I think you have to start with, this is the way that I can decorate.
Yep.
These are all of the things I can do and can't do. And then figure out solutions for your customers when they ask for something that doesn't fit into that box. So you have to be able to, you know, use salesmanship and customer service to say, you know, they might come to you asking for a very specific garment, and you can search all over the world for it. And what Mark said is it might not even provide the best look, feel, and finish, so the finished garment looks its best.
Right.
They just assume that that's all they want. However, if you go to somewhere like Sanmar, or you build up the knowledge yourself, as from talking to them and studying and learning and such, then you can come back to your customer and offer an alternative that honestly they might be just as happy with, or happier.
Yeah.
Honestly, they might even like it better. So you have to use salesmanship with the type of apparel decorating that you do, and at least offer that to the customer.
Yeah, I think we talked about in one of our previous podcasts, kind of like, you know, going through your available catalog and making your own catalog, you know, of the, you know, the clothing that you can offer, the items that you can offer that match your decorating technique. Right. So if somebody comes in, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, that you can go to Sanmar and you can actually go, okay, I am in sublimation, or I'm in DTG, or I've got heat transfer vinyl. These are the kinds of things that I can decorate, and you can put together your own catalog that you can offer to people. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. You can create your own small mini catalog if you want. You know, we can provide you Excel spreadsheets of the products with all the features and benefits and everything else like that work best. So, you know, a lot of our affiliates will take our list for the equipment that they are manufacturing or the materials they're selling, and they'll populate that to their website so that their customers know quickly where to go for a resource for apparel that supports that type of equipment that they're purchasing.
Yeah, that's great. So you can basically, if someone brings in something that's just ridiculously difficult to embroider, you know, you can say, well, you know what? I've got a great alternative to that. And here you go, and here's something that I've embroidered on it. And you see how good it looks, because, you know, the threads don't loop. It's thick enough to hold the stitching the right way, or, you know, it's heavy enough that it'll handle a heavy applique, or whatever you want to say about it.
Yeah. And besides the embroidery, this particular garment has particularly good wash fastness, so the color stays nice and bright. It's got the collars that don't fold in.
Yeah.
You know, so you also have to sell the other benefits of that garment besides the fact that it's not just for you and your equipment and what you can sell, but you also, there are more than likely other benefits to that garment, and you have to let the customer know what they are.
Right.
You know, this way they are, because they might not care as much about how hard it is for you to embroider it.
Right.
But they really will care about, you know, whether it be the cost or the comfort or the washability or the longevity of the garment.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Are those all things that you guys can advise on, Mark?
Yeah, those are all things we can advise on. And if the customer's really set on trying to accomplish, say, that embroidery on that particular product, you know, that's the great thing about our network at SAMAR. We have national experts everywhere that can tell us exactly how to do it, right needle, you know, thread, backing, machine speed, all that stuff. And it's just a matter of, is the decorator willing to do that extra work in order to accomplish it? Because, you know, time is money. So a lot of times they don't want to change needles and slow production and do other things. And that's typically where people start suggesting other products. But, you know, we have found very few things in our line that can't be decorated the way a person wants, you know, if they're willing to learn.
And that's awesome. And the good thing about that is you only have to learn once. Mm. You know what I mean? So if you're, you know, if you've just got three items, you know, that you normally decorate, you know, three or four different brands or types of shirts or whatever, I mean, you can use a customer or a customer request or a recommendation from SAMAR to test and expand your range.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, touching on something, you know, being willing to learn as well.
Right.
You know, if you're listening to this, stubbornness.
Go ahead. This is one of Mark Vila's pet peeves. I like it.
How did you know that? I just did talk about that feed. But stubbornness is not going to get you anywhere. And trying to, you know, improve what you do. You know. So being, you know, a steady, fast, and strong, and forward pushing, you know, business owner is going to be great for you. But just because you've been doing something for some years, or you've done it a certain way for a period of time, does not mean that you've been doing it right the whole time. And just because you go on a forum and somebody else tells you to do it that way does not mean they are doing it right.
Right.
So when you have the opportunity to talk to an expert, whether it's at your supply company or your equipment company or your apparel supplier, you know, take that opportunity, because you've got people with a lot of knowledge who spend a lot of time learning and perfecting this so they can sell more of their product. Take that knowledge and learn it and accept it. And, you know, the folks that do the best really do that. You know, they, whether it comes down to maintaining their machine, you know, following the instruction, the manufacturer's instructions, or just buying the right garment rather than trying to fight the garment all day and spending five times as long to, say, print something than it would have taken if you would have gotten a better garment, like a tighter weave shirt for a DTG or something like that.
Yeah, I like that. Mark, what else? I just flipped over to the decorator relations page on the SAMAR website. Is there any other services? Like, what else do you wish that our customers would call you for or use you for?
Well, along the same lines of what you guys were just discussing, you know, a lot of decorators are just, you know, regionalized, and they don't allow themselves the opportunity to get out nationally and meet people and go to certain shows where they can educate and learn, you know, kind of what's new and where things are trending. And, you know, that's a great thing about our department. We are national in scale, and we have a lot of affiliations, you know, across the country as well as internationally. And, you know, we can plug people into what they don't know, so to speak.
Okay.
And we can help on a lot of different fronts. And so, you know, if you look at our landing page on SAMAR.com, you know, we offer a lot of consulting to the trade channel, you know, whether it's software, it's equipment, it's decorating techniques, you know, whatever it may be, including, you know, how to sell goods and how to position them and other things. You know, all the services that we offer, kind of the promotional product distributor, you know, or broker, if you will, to how to position our goods and market our stuff and free websites and all that. You know, decorators, having that knowledge of all the things and tools that we have available to help shared customers sell more is important for them to understand so that they can educate those who may not have touched base with a supplier like Sanmar before, because all those tools are going to help them move more product. And when they move more product, they're going to get more deco work, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they all go kind of hand in hand. It's one channel, and we're working hard with all of our equipment affiliates to try to plug in our decorators and plug in our customers to all the resources in the channel to help them, you know, drive business.
Yeah, I think that's something that the three companies here on the podcast today have in common, and that's, you know, trying to find ways to be useful to your customers and to add value to those transactions. So I know that most apparel decorators out there, you know, they are, you know, basically when they pick a blank, you know, they're buying it from wherever they can find it or mm-hmm. wherever the last person recommended mm-hmm. That's the closest and has the best shipping deal. And that's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Is they're just ordering a blank garment. And when people mostly deal with most equipment sellers, distributors, and manufacturers, they're just buying a box. When they look for supplies, they're just ordering thread or ordering vinyl and things like that. And I think what Sanmar and Cold Essie and Coleman and Company have in common is that kind of like a lust for usefulness mm-hmm. to our customer base. So that's why we do the podcast. That's why we have the Facebook group, the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. That's why we do tons of webinars and educational videos. And I think why Sanmar does, you know, I'm looking at their product testing and listing of new embellishment techniques and printing techniques and invoice services and industry consulting and shipping solutions. So, you know, you can wrap it up with those three. You know, those three inks.
It's the education, you know, that we could be being a resource. It's being a resource for the customer and yep. not just being a place to click and buy, but being a resource. What Mark was saying before, and I'm referring to MB right now.
Okay, that's Mark Bailey.
Yeah, MB. I guess I'm curious in your thought, what do you think are maybe one or two or whatever specific things that our mutual customers can do to help drive sales, to help get repeat customers, to help increase their ticket size in regards to, you know, what you offer? What do you think are some specific things that if somebody's listening right now, they can maybe start doing tomorrow to help make more money next month?
Well, are we talking about customers that, you know, own equipment and are direct selling in the market, or are we talking about service providers like contract decorators, or both?
Both in the end, but I'd say probably 85-90% of our customers are direct sellers.
Yeah.
So if you're a direct seller, I mean, some of the easiest things that you can do to position product out in the marketplace is to reach out to our tech service team, which will help educate them on all the free marketing services we provide. So custom websites, you know, in less than 48 hours, we can have up and running for any one of their end users or themselves if they want. We do free custom printed catalogs so that you can provide us artwork, and we'll print the covers at no charge. You're just paying the freight for the catalogs, you know, so you have stuff that you can hand out. We do electronic flyers. You know, all these little things that really help position products and make it easy for the end consumer to order from them, you know. So there's lots of great things that we can offer them immediately. And then, of course, you had Holly on, who's just the best. And, you know, she's just an incredible trainer on industry and trade channels and all the different ways you can position our products and what are the best sellers for those industry trade channels, you know, so that you're going armed with products that are relevant, with the right form of decoration that's relevant for that trade channel. So, you know, there's endless things that we can do together, and they just need to start by calling someone at Sanmar or emailing Decorator Relations, and we can get them going.
That's awesome. And I just flicked over. I'm not sure if we're going to show a screen recording of what we're doing here today, but I just flicked over to the custom website screen on the Sanmar site. because that's another thing that is in constant conversation on the on our Facebook group is, you know, what do I need to do to create a website?
Yeah, do I need one?
Right.
You know, what kind do I need? I got some quotes. Some of them were $5,000. Should I do that? I was thinking about starting one of these, you know, plug and play, drag and drop type of sites. Should I do that? Right. You know, and I think that you can often get trapped in that, you know, or you end up making a decision that now you own and you regret later and you spent a bunch of money on and a lot of time on. And I think, you know, the short answer is yes, you definitely should have a website. Like everyone just should. There's a lot of benefits to having a website, even right. if you mainly sell in person. You can just be on your phone at a baseball game and you're talking to somebody and you can have your catalog, you know, on your smartphone.
Right.
You know, because you can right. bring up your website. So yes. And then the further answer from that is if you have an apparel company that is going to a supplier that is going to provide you with a free site with all the apparel that you can buy from them.
Yeah.
And all the accessories you can buy from them.
That works with your decorating technique.
Yes, that works with your decorating technique. Then do it, especially if it's free.
Yeah.
All you need to do is spend, you know, an afternoon, a morning.
Yeah.
You know, spend a Saturday morning working on it. I don't doubt you could be done before noon, you know, especially if you've already made the phone call and determined what products work for your technique.
You know, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
You and I, we're going to contact Sanmar.
Okay.
And we are going to do a website for Florida Beach High School.
Wow.
In addition, gentlemen, you can use your own domain name that you choose. We could create one for you if it's not taken already. But you can also populate 25% of the site with non-SAMR products. You just have to pull the imagery from your other suppliers because we know we're not going to be the be-all.
Okay.
You can have up to 3 points of pricing, and you can have up to 8 different logos. So if it's like a school website and you want to capture all the different teams, you know, you can, and you can have those. And so when people go on the site and they want to see the volleyball logo versus the football logo, they just click on it and automatically populates and positions it on the product so you get a visual.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's exciting because not everyone, like I said, is going to know where to go with their website. So here you could do that. And maybe this is or isn't the website you want to have forever.
Right.
You know, but it's done for you, you know, in
yeah,
a way, you
yeah.
know, and it's like, it comes with all these cool features and maybe it just is what all you ever need.
Right.
And that's fantastic compared to, you can honestly spend $1,000 a year on maintaining something that really doesn't
bring you any extra money.
Yeah. Like, you know, you can always justify it every year because you look and you figure all the sales you make because you had the site, even if it's just at baseball games, you know, with people bringing it up on their iPads, you know, and stuff like that. But furthermore from that, when you can have something that's created for you, it's probably automatically updated. It's got different things. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's an instant yes to do unless you've already got, you know, a something ready built.
Right. I agree.
Or how about this? I don't doubt that there's strong percentages of websites that probably should just shut down what they have and redirect.
Yeah, there are a lot of ugly websites out there, so that would be
so good. If your website is more than say 4 years old, you might want to take a look at this version versus what you have, and it might actually be better.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I'm looking at the map here for the decorator relations team. Mark, that's an excellent picture of you, by the way, on the website. I'm giving
Mark
a look. So tell me how this works. Is it, I see like we're in Tampa, Florida, you know, am I going to have a decorator relations person in Jacksonville? Is that meaningful or am I calling into corporate and talking to whoever's available?
Well, we have a whole team internally. So by reaching out to decoratorrelations@sanmar.com, it's probably the best way. But I have two field guys, Monty Mims, who runs the Eastern Seaboard, and Rich Jacobs, the West Coast, and they're constantly in the field. Their job is solely to call on decorators to help them grow their business. And most of these contract decorators, as you know, don't buy from us because they're a service provider. You know, so it's a very unique department where we're going out and trying to help these decorators, you know, be healthy, you know, have good margins so that there's lots of options for our broker customers who need their services, you know, and no one's really doing that. And that's our primary focus.
Okay.
You know, from there, then we also help a lot of customers who do their own decoration. And, of course, we have over 70 salespeople in the field that will do site visits and come to their place of business and show them the new product lines and talk to them about the best products that support their equipment and all the other tools that we have available to market and position their business and our products.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm excited to hear.
So lots of resources on many different levels.
Yeah.
I just always get excited to hear things like that because so many apparel decorators feel like lost.
Yeah.
When they're new, and we do our best to help them out, you know, and with supplies,
yeah,
and with equipment,
yeah,
and software and all these things. But then sometimes they come to us with these complex apparel and accessory questions that, you know, we can't answer.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we send them out, you know, into the field and say, here's all the places you can look at.
Yeah.
And more often than not, there is no service provided with your blank.
Yes.
Across the board.
Yes.
So if you're ordering from a particular supplier, it's more in the lines of, hey, it's a privilege to buy from us. This is how we sell to you.
Yeah.
You can buy this quantity and this amount.
Yeah.
This is how we'll ship it to you. And if you don't, if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And to me, as I listen to this and I listen to Holly, Sanmar is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's as if they are excited to have their customers buying from them.
Yeah. Which is weird. How do you explain that, Mark?
Well, it's the why. You know, we invest in people, you know. We don't sell T-shirts. We employ over 70,000 businesses to help them make an income and support their families, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we come at it at a completely different holistic view than most businesses in the market and the trade channel. And that's what we do best is invest in people, not only our own, but our customers who mean so much to us. You know, last week we were at our sales meeting, and we had a call from a customer that had been wanting to call Marty Lott for a long time. And Marty wanted to share the call with us. And so we called him live, and we told him, you know, that there was 100 people in the room and just wanted to hear what he had to say. And basically what he said was, I just want to thank you for investing in me, you know, 12 years ago when Katrina hit. You were the only company that called me, and Marty, you called me personally to see how I was and how my family was and what you could do to help. And then you chose to help me to get my business back on track. And ever since, you've done nothing but reach out constantly, your teams and your employees, and what can we do and how can we do it better. And I just wanted to take the time to say thank you, you know.
Awesome.
And that was just incredible. And that's what we're all about, you know, and it starts from the top and comes down.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's the only companies I want to do business with, and it's the only companies I want to work for.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of, you know, a stance that I took, you know, years ago, you know, mm-hmm. when I was first getting, you know, what I was going to do with my career and my business. And then, and you work for these companies where there is the customer really does not matter. They are purely commoditized.
Yeah.
And then so it's, so I get particularly excited anytime, no matter what, even outside of our industry, you know, just period, whether it's a place where I buy my car or, you know,
yeah,
whatever it might be, you know, when it's like, no, we're investing in ourselves, which is investing in our customer, the whole full circle, the whole, you know, karma-esque type
right.
of type of philosophy.
Yeah.
And I think that you can't, there's a trick behind it, though. There's a problem behind it.
What's that?
You can't do that and be the absolutely bare bones, lowest price possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have people to help you.
Yeah.
And what and it's important to see the value in that.
Right.
Because your business can truly succeed. You know, it really can when you actually, when you've got all these open resources and you're not out, you know, you're not out in the woods alone.
Yep, true. Having said that, I did get a smoking deal yesterday. They've got free plate over $200.
Okay. So, so did you have to add some extra things into your cart?
No, no, I had to cut back just, you know, to keep it in the budget. I'm anxious to get our first shipment of stuff. Okay, Mark, is I think people have a better picture of Sanmar and of Decorator Relations in particular, and we're going to spend the next few months trying to encourage our customers to take you guys to task and see what you can do for them.
Absolutely, and, you know, for anyone going to, you know, the SGIA show, which is the last big, you know, equipment show of the year, you know, we'll be there in full force. You know, any of the shows where there's equipment selling, you know, we're typically educating or jointly educating with our affiliates, not only on the floor, but in the education suite. So, you know, please, you know, spread the word and seek us out, and we'll try to help you any way we can.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate your time today. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And a great thanks to MB, Mark Bailey.
Mark Bailey.
And the highest on high of Decorator Relations over there at Sanmar. And we appreciate the time here. And I'm sure a lot of people listening, you know, appreciate hearing some of this stuff and kind of getting a good feel for, you know, hopefully your company and you've done a service for them. But also just being encouraged to just make some more money.
Yeah. I agree. All right, everybody, have a good business.